The Eureka Police Department issued an update on a bank robbery suspect who is now wanted not only in Eureka, but also in Rockford, Illinois, as well. February 2nd in Eureka, police responded to the Bayshore Mall after a report that a suspect had just robbed the Coast Central Credit Union. Surveillance tape gave Eureka police a suspect, 37-year-old William Joseph Farrell, but he wasn't identified until the end of the month. Farrell, a white man with a neck tattoo and dark hair, was actually interviewed by a San Diego County deputy February 11th, but that was before he was positively identified. Farrell went on his way. March 2nd, Rockford police responded to a bank robbery in their city, identified Farrell as a suspect after EPD had exchanged information with the department. Farrell was last seen driving a 2006 full-sized white Chevy van. The license plate is 8060RYB and could be headed back to San Diego or Eureka. Anyone with information is asked to contact Eureka Police. Humboldt State University sent out an alert yesterday to 5,700 students warning them to take precautions against identity theft after one student had their personal information stolen from HSU files. School officials maintain that the incident has affected only one student in one verified incident, and that it's unlikely other students had their information accessed. A letter of notification has been sent to the students alerting them of the situation and that a review of the security measures in place at the school are sufficient. One day after the Headwaters Fund Board approved a motion to provide the county with a $1 million loan to serve as a revenue guarantee for American Eagles Airlines, the supervisors took the issue under consideration. The board ultimately voted unanimously to slow the process down, and county staff, including Public Works, the Treasurer, County Council, and members of the Headwaters and American Eagle, work on a contract that the board would then consider. The Board of Supervisors, they were uncomfortable with committing to any deal until they could consider the details of any contract between the county and the airline. One key sticking point that was put in the motion was that any deal would not in any way use general fund monies for the revenue guarantee. Public Works Director Tom Mattson says that if American Eagle can fill the seats on the two 44-seat flights, the county will make money from those flights, and that those funds would be matched by federal dollars guaranteeing a revenue source to pay off the proposed loan. The board will now wait for a staff report and a proposed contract before any final decision. More KINS News. It's after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer Joaquin Freixas of Swanland's Cameron.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank since 2008. Swanland's is a locally owned business, and I like to deal with a local bank because it helps support the community. The atmosphere at Redwood Capital Bank is warm and friendly, and the staff gets to know you. It's great to be a little part of it.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Yesterday, 11:40 a.m., Eureka Police went to the 5th and E intersection on reports of a vehicle versus two pedestrian collision. Police report Arcata resident 70-year-old Josephine Mays was driving her 99 Toyota Corolla eastbound in the middle lane of 5th Street, approaching E. She reportedly suffers a medical issue that may have been part of why she didn't stop for a red light, colliding with 63-year-old Robert Helm and a 17-year-old woman from Fields Landing as they crossed the street. Mays was uninjured in the collision, but both pedestrians suffered major injuries. The collision is still under investigation. The state is losing an estimated $10 billion a year in revenue due to the underground economy, non-filing of tax returns, overstatement of deductions, and other forms of tax evasion. That's according to the Sacramento Bee. That's nearly twice as much as what Governor Jerry Brown hopes to realize from his tax increase ballot measure. Scott Reed, the state tax agency's research director, told the board this month that the estimate, which is up from $6.5 billion 7 years ago, is extrapolated from an extensive study by the IRS. With the KIN Essence of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.